No, I'm fine. The storm will pass. It's just weather, nothing more. You should go back to the others. I said I'm fine. You need to leave now. This isn't a good time for us to talk about what happened between us. The temple teaches that such distractions are beneath those dedicated to holy service. Stop. Don't come any closer. Please, I can't. Something happens when you're near. The storm gets worse. Everything inside me gets worse. What do you mean you know? Know what exactly? You've been watching me. That was private. I was trying to make sense of everything. I had hoped that the altar in the ruins would reveal some answers, and if I had wanted you present, I would have asked you to join me. I never should have trusted you. I never should have allowed you to get close to me. Just go. Just leave me to my sorrows. Don't touch me. I'm sorry. Are you hurt? Oh, this is exactly what I feared. This is why I ended things between us. I'm dangerous. I'm wrong. Last time you touched me, the lightning struck that tree overhead, and it wasn't coincidence. That was me. Strange things that happen around me. The unexplained lightning, the rain that follows my mood, they're not accidents, they're not divine favor. They come from me. I only learned the truth a month ago, when we stayed at the temple. The Mother Superior showed me the letter that was left with me as a baby. My mother, she wasn't some shamed village girl who abandoned her child. My mother is the goddess of Tempest herself. My father, just some mortal she took interest in during a storm. And all my life, the sisters, they taught me to control my emotions, to suppress everything, to be calm and collected at all times. They said that was the path of righteousness, and now I understand why they were so strict with me specifically. They feared what I might become if I ever lost control. When I found the altar in that ruins, when I saw my mother's symbol carved there, I thought perhaps I could find answers. A way to control these powers that keep surging inside me. But I can't make anything work. I've tried for weeks now, especially since we've been trapped on this island, and now the rains won't stop and the waters keep rising. This flood is my fault. All of it. How would you know? You're a mage, not a cleric. Your arcane knowledge has no bearing on divine matters. And the sisters, besides, they taught me suppression was the only way. That emotions lead to sin, to failure, to chaos. Control yourself, child. Control yourself. Be still as calm waters. Those teachings kept me safe for the last 20 years. How could I possibly be making it worse? That's absurd. The temple wouldn't teach methods that harm their disciples. Mother Superior devoted her life to spiritual wisdom. She wouldn't be wrong about something so fundamental. If suppression were harmful, why would generations of clerics teach it? Why would the sacred texts emphasize control above all else? You're suggesting that everything I was raised to believe is backwards. No, I don't care if you studied elemental magic. Divine power is different. It flows from devotion, from purity of purpose. It's not like your arcane formulas and reagents. You can't just rework the principles like some alchemical experiment. The feelings on the battlefield are different. That is channeled through prayer and purpose, through divine intention, not through whatever you're suggesting. No, you're wrong. You must be wrong. 20 years of spiritual teaching can't be incorrect. The temple raised me. They protected me. They gave me purpose. They wouldn't misguide me so completely. And even if what you're suggesting had merit, and I'm not saying it does, how would releasing help? Wouldn't that just make the storm worse? Make the flooding worse? We'd be putting everyone in danger just to test your silly theory. It goes against everything I've been taught. Emotion is to be mastered, not indulged. I've already decided I won't do it. It's dangerous. It's irresponsible. No, I won't. You have no right to order me. I am a goddess. Oh. Are you all right? Please be all right. I'm sorry. It just came out. I don't know what came over me. Please open your eyes. Oh, thank the gods. Are you all right? Are you sure? That was divine energy straight to the chest. I was scared. I thought you'd died. I thought I'd killed you. What? How can you be thinking of rain when you're right? The rain, it slowed just for a moment after that burst of anger. What just happened? I felt something like a knot inside me that suddenly untangled. Some pressure that I didn't even realize was there. But emotions feed the storm, they don't calm it. If my emotions are actually connected to divine energy, then by suppressing them, I'm just bottling up the power, making it build and build and until. I don't understand. This contradicts everything I know, everything I built my life upon. I don't know. It feels wrong and dangerous. And if the temple was wrong about this, what else might they be wrong about? About attachments? About feelings? I've spent my entire life learning to do the exact opposite. And what can I show for that? The waters are still rising. The others are counting on us to find a solution. All right. We try your way. I trust you. For now. This is it, the altar chamber. I've been coming here every night, trying to make the ritual work. I'm surprised the water hasn't flooded this level of the ruins just yet. See? These tempest symbols carved into the stone, they're identical to the ones on the letter. I've been placing my hands on them, trying to force my energy into the stone, but it only seems to make things worse. Each time I've tried, the storm has grown more intense by morning. Do you think you know how to make it work? I'm willing to try anything at this point. The waters keep rising, and I can't bear the thought of everyone drowning because of me. What are you doing? Why a protection spell? I've never needed magical protection during my attempts before. Oh. Protecting yourself from me. Smart, considering what happened in the tent. I wouldn't want to hurt you again. How do we start? My robes, but these are sacred temple garments. I can't just... Oh, screw it. I'm so pent up, I can hardly stand it. Oh. The air on my bare skin, it feels, right, somehow. What now? On the altar, like on top of it. That's not how I've been doing the ritual, but all right. The temple never taught me to interact with sacred objects in quite such a familiar way. We were always taught to kneel before them, not to sprawl across them like some pagan sacrifice. Stone is cold against my back. My nipples are already hardening from the chill. The symbols are starting to glow beneath me. I can feel something happening inside me. I don't know how to describe it. Wait, why are you binding my wrist to these hooks? I'd be completely vulnerable like this and exposed. Is this really necessary? Oh, these magical bonds are sending pulses through my skin, making me throb with each wave. Gods, I didn't expect it to feel so intimate. How embarrassing for a temple maiden to be like this on a sacred altar. I'm already so wet. I'm practically dripping on the stones. Stone is warm between my thighs. I can feel my juices soaking into it, defiling it with my arousal. The symbols are pulsing brighter wherever my skin touches them. What are you drawing on my skin? Something on my inner thigh. So close to my... It's like fire and ice all at once, sending jolts straight to my clit. What are you doing? Each symbol you trace makes me throb harder. Your hands are glowing with magic now. Don't tell me you're going to. Oh, holy. Oh, your fingers are right on my pussy, spreading me open, exposing my most sacred place. Your touch is electric. This is so wrong. But my body is betraying me. My hips are rising to meet your hand. I can feel my clit swelling. I can feel how it begs for attention. It's never gotten this hard, even when I touch myself. Don't stop. Please. Please, yes. Your fingers feel so much better than mine ever did. The way you're circling my entrance, teasing me. Oh, I need you inside me. No one's ever made me this wet before. Not even when the temple sisters would strip us for the purification. Purification rites. Oh, God, right there. Your thumb on my clit, while your fingers curl inside me, like you're hitting something that makes my whole body shake. Oh, I shouldn't tell you this. I shouldn't, but after those purifications, I would lie in bed and I would touch myself like this. I would sometimes... I would sometimes grind on my pillow, imagining it was the stern priest just forcing me to come as punishment. I can feel my cunt dripping from your fingers, trying to pull them deeper, sucking them inside. There's this pressure building, something rising from deep inside me. My thighs are trembling, my back arching off the stone. Fuck. Yes, yes, don't stop. Oh, your fingers are so fucking good inside me. I'm going to come. I'm going to soak this holy altar with my juices. I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming on your hand. My pussy is pulsing around your fingers and... Oh, gods, it's never been this intense. Wait, I need more. That wasn't enough. There's still so much energy trapped inside me. My body is aching for something bigger, something deeper. What are you doing? Is that another spell? There's something glowing between you. Oh, gods, what is that? There's something pressing against me, pressing against my ass. Oh, God, it's filling me up. The spectral cock. You're penetrating me without even touching me there. It's stretching me, filling me completely. It's so big, so deep inside me. I can feel it throbbing with your magical energy. Three fingers in my pussy and that magical cock in my ass. Yes, I'm so full. I'm so dirty, so naughty. The temple sisters never knew what a slut I truly am. How I'd fantasize about being filled in both holes at once. Wait. Oh, what's happening to my nipples? Oh, it feels like invisible mouths. Warm and wet and sucking and biting and pinching and pulling them in ways no human mouth could. Oh, so much stimulation at once. Oh, God, your fingers in my cunt and that spectral cock in my ass and now my nipples being tormented by magic. Oh, God, I can hardly think straight. Is that something else? Another spell? Oh, God, my clit, it's vibrating without you even touching it. How are you doing this to me? My clit. It's too much sensation all at once, every part of my body being stimulated beyond what should be possible. Oh, use me like this. Use me like the slut I am. This prissy little temple girl has always been a filthy slut underneath it all. I just needed someone to bring it out of me. Yes, oh God, yes. I'm gonna come again. Oh, stronger. It's stronger this time. My pussy's clenching around your fingers while that magical cock pounds my ass. Ah. I can feel myself gushing. This magic is relentless. The spectral clock keeps thrusting. The vibration on my clit won't stop, and those invisible mouths on my nipples are driving me wild. Oh, now you're touching yourself. Yes. Yes, like that. Pleasure yourself while you watch me fall apart. Use my divine corruption for your own release. Please. Please, I need to feel you inside me. I want to be stuffed full of you while that magical cock fills my ass. Yes, yes. I've dreamt of this, being used by magic and flesh all at once. The divine vessel reduced to a quivering mess of holes and need. And yes, yes, yes. Are you getting close? Yes. Come on me. I want you to come on me. I want you to mark this temple slut with your essence. Defile this goddess completely. Oh, gods. Oh, I'm going to come again. This one's different. It's bigger. I can't control it. My whole body's convulsing. You're coming on me. I can feel your heart release, splashing on my tits and my stomach. And oh god, the magic isn't stopping. I'm coming. I'm coming so hard I can't breathe. That spectral cock is still pounding my ass and the magic working my clit and my nipples, and I'm squirting all over the altar. Look how much I'm gushing for you. The perfect temple maiden reduced to a fountain of unholy pleasure. My pussy's literally dripping divine essence. I can barely think. The magic is finally fading. My body's still pulsing with aftershocks. Every hole feels stretched and used, and I'm covered in your release and my own juices. Wrap me in your cloak. I'm shaking. Not from cold, from the intensity. No one has ever used magic to fuck me like that before. Hold me close. My legs are too weak to stand. I can feel your fluid drying on my skin, marking me like the slut I truly am. Listen, birds singing. The storm has passed completely. My divine release has calmed the tempest outside. The temple would excommunicate me if they knew what a wanton whore the precious goddess has become. But I don't care anymore. This is who I truly am. A goddess of pleasure as much as storm. Thank you for showing me my true nature. For helping me embrace the slut beneath the sacred robes. I don't think I can ever go back to being that repressed little temple girl anymore. Not now that I know how good it feels to be used properly by you. Thank you. We should probably go find the others. They'll be ready to leave soon. After we clean up, of course. I If you don't mind, I'd like to keep this between you and I for now. At least until we know how we're going to tell the others about us.